for Geelong Marine World. Powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Sam M. Mattress Factory has us in the fifth quarter. GFL action saw this afternoon Geelong West 96 defeat North Shore 56. Unfortunately for the Seagulls, they find themselves at the turn 3-6. Their co-coach Darren Winter waiting patiently alongside our own Chris Nichols.
Darren, they just jumped you today. You can prepare them as hard as much as you like before the game, and then they just came out and Giants had the ascendancy at quarter time.
Yeah, look, they're midfield right on top of us early, and so they actually ran the ball really well. So we were scrambling to pick them up, and they'll sort of sit me on the ball. We were chasing the ball all over the park, and they structured up really well behind the ball. And we couldn't get the ball back off them for a fair while there. And then towards the back end of the quarter, we kicked a couple of goals and straightened ourselves up a little bit to sort of maybe get us back in the game. And then pretty much happened in the second quarter again, where they got that ascendancy again. And we got the game back. And I thought the second half was a little bit more, I suppose, a little bit even. We probably had better looks at it for more of the game.
And quarter time festivities, mate. A little bit like back to the olden days when you and your brother played.
Yeah, look, it was good. Good to see the boys from both teams get in there and help each other out and look after each other. I certainly think that's what happens. It doesn't matter how many fines you get or what happens. I think that's part of footy. The one thing I really do hate in the GFL is being able to send a player off for pushing someone. And that really is annoying.
Thanks for joining us, Windy. Is there one area of the game that you're particularly disappointed with?
Yeah, look, I thought they got a lot of easy ball on the outside of the contest, and it's something that we, having young kids, mate, they just get attracted to the footy, and they open us up too often on the outside, which is something that we've been working on really hard throughout the whole pre-season and the season, and it's just not coming together as well as we'd like, and it's just something moving forward that we need to get right, because that's where the game's won, on the outside of the contest.
Yep. 3-6, you're not done, and your percentage isn't horrendous either. You're still only two games adrift of the top five, so there's still plenty of scope for improvement. But you've got 9 games for the rest of the year that I suspect that you're going to give some youngsters a real crack to roll into 2023 and build going into next year.
Yeah, look, the team that we're playing at the moment, it's not too far off where we see ourselves over the next, 9 weeks. There'll be a couple of guys, Noah Lever might come back in next week with a bye with Williamstown. A couple of blokes might come back in through the back end of the season through injury and that sort of stuff. But, we'll just try and get games into these guys, just continue to educate them on the way we want to play. And if we can, I think we've seen in the second half, once we get things right, we can certainly take it up to teams. I'm not sure what the score was in the second half, but we probably
6-8 to 5-7. You won the second half.
Yeah. Okay. So we've played pretty good footy in the second half, and I think we just set up a lot better. Our forward line is not functioning the way that we'd like. Just probably not getting the basics of a four-line structure, and we'll just keep at them with that and try and get them right.
Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, speaking with North Shore co-coach Darren Winter. Here's Matty Kershaw.
Well, Windy, I was just about to say the same thing. So the conversation I was going to have with you was in relation to the sort of like the tale of two halves for you guys. Your first half ball movement was pretty stagnant and down the line sort of thing, but after half time you started to hit those easy ones and you started to use the ball a little bit better, and your transition into your forward half was actually quite good. It's just the other end, you sort of didn't capitalise on your forward 50 entries. But in saying that, you also, as we mentioned, you won 6-8-44 to 5-7-37 in the second half. So breaking it down, it's a tale of two halves for you. If you can sort of narrow down the effectiveness in your first half, you're obviously going to stay in the game a lot longer.
Yeah, you're right. And you had a couple of tags going, and I think when you get different players into the middle and they're tagging, we need our best players in there, and we change that up to get our best midfielders in there. Once you get 3 or 4 good midfielders going through there, well, we've probably got the game back on our terms a little bit. And we evened the numbers out around the ground so they couldn't set up on the outside as much. So once we got that contest and were able to keep in the contest, I thought, we moved the ball a lot better, but they had to chase us a little bit, which they probably didn't have to do in the first half that much.
I guess the identifying things that you've pointed out from your game are very fixable, aren't they? They're things you can work on real easily to improve next week.
Yeah, look, it is, and it's just the concentration of the young fellas at different stages, and the whole team's young, you know, except for Jason, a couple of others, you know, they're all 19, 20, 21 years old. A lot of them haven't played a lot of senior footy, as we talked about pre-game. But, yeah, look, it's just, I think once we get our the mojo going like we did in the second half, and we can do that for the whole four quarters, which we haven't been able to do, obviously, throughout most of the season, that we can compete with the best teams. And it's just the guys having confidence. Like, we're backing them in 100%. It's, I said to them after the game that they need to actually start backing themselves in to be able to play this footy all the time. And if they can do that, then we can compete for longer.
Yeah, exactly.
Lockie Hayes, Windy, how serious?
Yeah, look, he's going to be out for a bit of a while now, I think. He had an operation pre-season, and they actually took a bit of a tendon out and put it through his knee, and I think he's done his hammy today. So that was, I think, a little bit to do with that operation as well. So I would imagine he's got a bit of a stretch on the sidelines for a while.
Yeah, that's a blow, because I think only his second game back.
Yeah, his second senior game back. So he's played probably five games now. So, yeah, that's a bit of a downer. He would have continued to get better over the journey over the next few weeks. So, you know, we'll just have to cover him next week.
Yeah, some positives in the young blokes. I think Leonard probably is better for the fact he got a run at VFL level last week. There just seemed to be a bit of confidence about the way he went at the footy today.
Yeah, look, I think the last game he played here against St Albans, he had 38 disposals across halfback. So, look, he takes a really good intercept mark. I thought he started the game really well, faded, then come back into it. I think, you know, we're probably not going to see a real lot of the of Jack over the next couple of years, I wouldn't think, because I think he's a very talented young man.
Yeah, unbelievable. He's gone from playing in the twos at Queenscliff for a game last year to getting a VFL run in about 12 months. So amazing how the footy world works. Windy, I really appreciate your time. When are you on a flight home?
My son's over here working up in Shepparton, so I'm thinking about staying over for the week, but I'll just see how their work situation is, and either fly out tomorrow or Monday, or stay until next week.
Okay, now for those who are heading to Hobart and they want something that's some fine fare in terms of pastries and baked goods, where do they head?
They head to Windy's Bakery down in Lauderdale, 530 South Arm Road, Lauderdale.
Can I tell you, Windy, that Jeremy Cameron has posted on Instagram that he's at the Salamanca Market this morning, so you might
is
get
he?
Some business from the big number five from the Cats.
I'm pretty sure that he could get a bit of food into that big frame, couldn't he?
I'm sure he would.
Absolutely. Windy, really appreciate your support. Great to see you and great to see North Shore. Pity that the Ronsells Cup stays here at West Oval, but we know you're building, we know there's improvement, and look forward to seeing how you evolve in the second half of the year.
Thanks, guys. Great work.
Well done, Windy. Darren Windy joining us there. Great to have Windy as part of the K-Rock broadcast this afternoon.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.